Welcome.
This drink is 90% vodka.
Oh.
And you can tell.
You can tell.
The end. And you can tell.
That's it. Yeah. We were drinking screwdrivers earlier. But what is this?
We're doing a Phillips head, and now we're drinking the other one. That's the other kind of screwdriver.
The sad, burning kind. It's vodka and what is the mixy stuff?
Sparkling apple cider.
Okay.
Martinelli's.
Sponsorship us.
Literally anybody who wants to sponsor us, I'm in.
Me too.
There's this thing that's like a fucking porno website that apparently does sponsorships sometimes. And I would love for them to sponsor us because I think that'd be hilarious.
And with our content, it makes a lot of sense.
Totally works, I think.
I'm a porn star. She was a porn star until a guy turned her on the straight and narrow. And here we are.
No, our last podcast on the left has them as a sponsor. And it's really funny.
Cool.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's totally fucking useless, but...
It's like, hashtag porn site.
Yeah.
Hashtag sponsorship.
Pornhub.com. Spons, please.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my god. Bailey wants her dog to be a shutterbug, and I said you have to send a picture. And she sent a Snapchat, and the Snapchat was 1 second.
We need proper auditions for a pet.
Yeah, if you want your pet to be a shutterbug, send an actual picture. Don't just send me a 1 second snap, because I couldn't even see the dog. It was like, pfft, gone.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Kaylee.
That sounds so great at introduction. She's like, I'll do our opening today. And then we're talking dogs and porn.
That sounds like the exact kind of opening I would do.
Yeah. Anyway, what's my creative name?
Like, not...
My name is Kaylee Cat Lady.
Well, that's just always true. I just want to clarify, not dogs in porn. Okay? Dog and porn. No, two separate things. People porn, dog pictures. Separate.
Dogs doing dogs.
No. No dog porn.
No bestiality.
Please, no bestiality. No animal on animal. No animal on human. Just people on people. Why? What? Like, am I expecting people to send us porn? Please don't send us porn.
If you do, make it good.
Yeah, if you're gonna, at least make it, like, from top notch.
I'd like some story.
Have a real production.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this is Sam savagely drinking alcohol. Is their given name.
Sam savagely drinking vodka.
Yeah. That's on her mom's side.
Nobody in my
family. I
didn't
say vodka, I just said savagely drinking.
Savagely drinking. I don't know. My mom has been telling me of hilarious stories of going to the bar in the middle of the day when she was in university because they had like 79 cent shots or something. And she's like, we're walking. I mean, this was in, like, the 80s?
Damn.
80s?
Late 70s,
80s?
Should have dragged it up that much.
We walked by, and there were 79 cent shots, so we were like, middle of the day, we're going there. I would too, Mom. I would too.
We got excited when we found 350 drinks happy hour.
Yeah. So that's like the modern day equivalent.
Which is pretty good, because it drinks 2 ounces, some of them.
Yeah, not for $4 though, or
$3.50,
whatever they were. Totally wonderful.
Today we're watching The Descent.
Yes. Oh, we should have brought up a little information on The Descent.
We're gonna Google it quickly.
Let me tell you about The Descent. The first time I watched The Descent, I almost peed myself. I was so scared.
Let's say I remember it like it was yesterday.
Was it
I
yesterday?
I like to think of it as The Descent into Hell.
Yeah. That's
a story by Kaylee.
That's like, obviously.
It's the story of my life. From beginning to end. Through the hard times.
Ooh. That's hello, Creeps 666 just started following us. Shout out.
Ooh, hope you listen to our podcast.
Welcome. I hope you listen to this. Okay, so The Descent came out in 2005, which
six
is,
women who get lost in the Appalachians.
It's fucking throwing me off that was 12 years ago now.
Pretty sure I watched it in 2009.
This is the sound of Kaylee trying to talk with a frozen strawberry in her face hole.
My apologies. It's very cold.
Okay, I watched The Descent when it came out. I watched it in theaters. It was like one of the earlier films I'd seen in theaters. Mm. It was real good. Real scary. All alone in like an almost empty theater, because at this point it had been out for a while. And I don't know if you noticed, but if it's not like really around Halloween, horror movies don't get a lot of like people at them.
It's true. It depends.
Yeah. Well, like opening, if it's like a big deal, they'll get a decent amount on opening night or opening week. This had been in theaters for a little while at this point.
I saw Insidious with my friend, and she handles horror like a child. So myself and her and one other man in the theater, and during the scariest parts of the movie, all you hear is this.
Oh my god, that's so
the creepiest childlike giggle coming from her, because she's petrified in an empty theater and only one other person. So I'm like dying inside, but dying because she's creepy, but dying because the movie is terrible. Like in the best way.
But still. The best kind of terror.
Midday movies, they get
you. You walk out of, like, a horror movie in the middle of the day, and you're like, why is there daylight? And then you're a little bit thankful, because it's not as scary. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, The Descent, 2005, directed by Neil Marshall. Let me find a synopsis. I don't want the whole plot. I just want to, like, know what it's about.
Just read it off of Shudder.
Look, it's a bunch of people who decide to
women.
Okay, it's a bunch of dumb bitches, first of all, who decide to just go cave diving or whatever they do. They're like, let's go explore this cave and not tell anybody where we're going and explore a cave that's never been looked at before. Okay, I'll just read you the thing. 1 year after a tragic accident, six girlfriends meet in a remote part of the Appalachians.
Where are the Appalachians? America?
I feel like they were on a long...
Appalachians?
They were on a long...
East Coast?
Like, East Coast.
Their annual caving trip, when a rock falls and blocks their route back to the surface, the group splinters. And each one pushes on, praying for another exit. But there is something else lurking under the earth. A race of monstrous humanoid creatures that have adapted perfectly to life in the dark.
Well, that's terrifying.
As the friends realize they are now prey, they are forced to unleash their most primal instincts in an all-out war against an unspeakable
I mean, I wouldn't call this an all-out war. It's six girls and some demon creatures. And
basic representation of the plight of good against evil.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it an all-out war. Like, have you ever watched Lord of the Rings?
Yes, that's an all-out war.
Full-on wars.
That's a battle.
This is six dumb bitches who went into a cave.
Of their own volition. What were you expecting to find?
Yeah.
Shoot. Anyway, it says it's a claustrophobic creature feature, which is one of the truly scary films of the 21st century.
Beautiful. It is rightly regarded as essential.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, my mom's going to be very disappointed that I did not tell you that the Appalachians, which I drove through this past summer.
They come up into Canada, do they not?
They run along the east coast of the United States up into Newfoundland and Labrador.
Yep. So we thought. We got there.
That's what
we knew.
I was trying to say that, and then we just started reading. But yeah, so Mom, sorry for my lack of geography skills. If it's anybody's fault, it's yours. You taught me how to spell geography.
How to spell geography.
Also that. I said high school geography, but you were also my English teacher, so you did teach me how to spell.
She taught me how to spell geography.
We got a new file. Oh, it's so exciting.
Yay.
I get real excited when people we don't know like our stuff on Instagram because it's like there are people listening to us that aren't like Bailey, my mom, my friend Dave. Hi Dave, sorry we're only using one mic. We're too poor for another one.
Mr. Megson.
If anybody wants to sponsor us and buy us a second mic, maybe our podcast will be louder in your ears.
Just turn up the volume.
Just crank it.
If we're quiet, that can happen? Just turn up the volume.
Yeah. Just like
the occasional scream might be louder.
Well,
that's fine.
But that's like usually true, isn't it?
Pretty basic.
Get some noise canceling headphones. Turn it up so we're right inside your brain. We'll get right in there.
Inside you.
You went really sexy with that, and I tried to go weird. And it was both weird.
I think each of us brought a little weirdness to that scenario.
We bring a little weirdness to everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is very fun. Hello, Creep666. You are blowing up our Instagram. Thank you.
You should comment back and
everything.
Say thanks. Thanks, dude. We mentioned you on our podcast. Because you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shutterbugs. And on the line of the internet at
shutter-bugs.com. You can also listen to us now on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podcast Addict. So any of you Android users out there now, you can listen to us without
hey,
having
Androids.
To be on our website. So.
How to do.
So that's fun. We're everywhere that we can be.
We just really want to get out there to as many people as possible.
Just
we
like
want to touch you.
We want to touch you as deeply as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just as far in as we can get. That's what we want.
Elbow deep.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder if we can.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry. Elbow deep was okay, but the shoulder deep was too far.
Like another foot. Where's your whole arm supposed to go?
What? Like, I don't know.
I'm from the country, and that just reminds me of when they check cows. When they're pregnant, and they have the full-on glove from, like, arm to shoulder,
look,
and the whole thing goes inside the cow to check how the calf's doing.
Speaking metaphorically, in the terms of emotionally, I want to touch you like I'm checking a birthing cow. Mm. Is that so wrong?
No.
I'm going to drink more vodka.
It's just right.
Mm-mm. Yep, nope.
But it is, does taste better the more you drink it.
We should not.
Again, I'm still thinking. Screwdrivers with orange juice, but what do you call it when it's with apple juice?
Just a
mini vodka. Driver.
What it's called is we shouldn't be making doubles in tiny glasses.
I know. I was like, let's be fancy today. We're in martini glasses, but then you put two shots of vodka and it's the whole cup, and then you're not left with a lot of mixing room.
There's no mixing room. It's like all vodka with a splash of sparkly apple juice.
Thank God for frozen fruit that provides something.
It provides sustenance to
flavor.
Our
This is my one fruit of the day.
Yeah, I mean, you need one serving of fruit, and you got it.
Exactly. I had
you
a pickle earlier,
it,
so.
Ooh, I had half a pickle, because I like to save my other half for later.
Yes.
I like my pickles in halves.
Take from that what you will.
It's pretty much how it sounds.
She likes them small, and she likes them how she likes them.
I like to eat my pickles a quarter at a time.
Dilly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And again, now, this time, not speaking metaphorically, speaking very literally. I'm not going to talk about my sex life on this podcast.
I'm like, when were we actually talking about pickles? Am I right?
I've literally only been talking about pickles. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you do.
Pickles.
I don't know what you do with your knife. But,
not a lot. I work. I deal with 6-foot longs all night.
Girl! Oh my God, can you imagine it?
But no.
Nope, never mind.
Where would it go? It would have to spiral like a duck.
Oh my God. So today we're watching The Descent. As you can tell, we're already drunk. We are We're
two drinks deep and we're ready for you.
And we're gonna try and do two movies today. That's gonna be fun. It'll just be like, this one will be okay, and the next one will just be like a gibbery mess.
Yeah,
just our drunken face holes.
Assuming we don't fall asleep, which is what happened.
Yeah, if you didn't hear the podcast on, what the hell were we watching?
May and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Both of those, we were like too drunk to work the recording equipment properly.
Mostly me, my apologies.
It's all gone. It doesn't exist.
One didn't record, and then one I think we recorded over.
Yeah, we recorded one, and then recorded over that one that failed to record. Yeah. So, we're trying to maintain a good level of drunk enough to be entertaining without being just...
I mean, not necessarily.
I was going to say inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Not necessarily drunk enough to be entertaining, but just... I'm a very introverted human, and a little sippy helps me...
A little bit of that social lubricant, am I right?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And this is like a kind of scary thing to do. Mm. Like, we're putting ourselves out there for people to listen to us, and like...
Enjoy us, hopefully.
I've never noticed how bad my voice really is.
I have, and look at me now.
You've noticed how bad my voice is?
No, my voice.
I've never noticed.
Like a creepy child.
Well, I didn't realize how much. I actually sound a lot like my sister.
Oh, I was I sound a lot like my cousin sounds to me.
You have a much deeper voice than I think you thought you had, because you largely think you sound like a baby, but that's a little bit sometimes you sound like an old man. So.
I know, which I think I compensate for, because I tend to speak slower and deeper for the podcast.
It downtown
as
for our podcast.
To like an amateur.
That is not remotely close to how you normally sound. Okay, we've been probably talking for long enough that I think it's time we start the movie.
That we descend into descent.
Oh! So, be prepared for a lot of me going, oh no, and so on and so forth.
And me being like, don't go deeper. Don't go deeper.
Just, no bitch, no. You know?
Stop what you're doing and turn around.
Okay, here we go. Go to fuck your shit. Go to fuck your shit. Go to fuck your shit. You want to watch a good horror movie? Just go, like, look up Lionsgate films.
Exactly. So that's why you think you'd be face down, ass up.
She went to Europe for a term abroad when she was 19.
kept the accent.
Oh,
the whole time.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Final Destination style murder.
Secure your fucking load. Hello, creep 666. I think you guys are three drunk, fantastic assholes.
Oh, no. What is your accent, woman? How ethnic is this cast already? Ooh. Cheers. Cheers, mate.
My accent's so the jitterbit. Why is she wearing goggles?
That'll never see the light of day.
That'll be like the main thing. Just me screaming. Maybe you can't sleep because you have a giant fucking blue nightlight shining right in your face. Shit. I was not expecting. Too gruesome.
Too graphic.
Look at all these fit people. I'm that bitch who's hungover.
Whoa. Calm yourself.
Settle down.
Do 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 do.
Oh my god, you couldn't pay me to do this. Here, strap on a fucking harness and climb into this pit of hell. No, thank you. Cave splooging. Like, I'm not claustrophobic. Like, I can get in an elevator or whatever. I can be in a fairly enclosed space.
I can Harry Potter my first 11 years. What? Closet under the stairs, oh. Bruh.
No.
No.
Hell rather die.
I can't wait till they start dying.
She's got, like, post-traumatic psychosis, which I'm sure is a thing.
Ooh.
Claustrophobia is right. Oh, this is not a straw. This is a spoon.
That is a spoon. You should get straws. Suck it in. I'd rather die.
We're ladies. We have tits and we're sexy. If your only way is down, just die.
Up, down, death? Death. Sploosh. It's like monkey bars on steroids.
At least they're encouraging. Like, come on, you got this, girl.
Then whose hair is it?
Oh, did that just cave just jism?
Fuck you, you dirty lying bitch. Ooh, a really, really old hat. Pause, pause, pee, pee, drink, drink. I'm in between you. Come on.
Is your baby in between you? Oh, I got a big
If you got a big let me work it. I just ate a piece of this strawberry, but it just tasted like sadness and vodka.
Ooh, my favorite.
As much as I love you, I would rather live.
Nothing's really dead unless you stab it through the brain.
Oh no!
The one. No! Pretty sure I would shit my pants and then they would notice that I was there. Holy fuck, this would suck. Stay! And then die. I would also be 100% certain that there's something in this fucking bloody pool with me.
Yes, there is!
Oh my god. Oh my god, everything about this would make me cry. And dead. I got my bone axe.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking kill a bit. Oh my god, don't. Why did you scream at them, you dumb old bitch? Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Not great.
Everybody dead.
Damn.
No.
No. She's like, come at me. Wow, they're really killing these guys.
Fudge.
No.
Crawling against the ceiling.
How are they upside down, though, if they evolved from human? Every horror movie ever has a sequel.
Pickling.
I love a pickle. I hope that recorded happily. As I hope it sounded. Oh my god, it's so good.
That was the descent.
Yeah, what the fuck? Don't go into a hole in the ground without anybody knowing, one, that you're going, and two, where you're going.
Unless you are a specific, prolific cave explorer, don't go fucking with any holes.
No, don't go into a random ass hole that you know. It's because that one bitch was like, oh, I know that, like, people have looked at it a little bit before, but no one's ever come out of it.
/ I left the book at home.
La-di-da. Don't go in the hole when you left the fucking book at home.
Why? How dare you?
Just don't do it. Just be like, you know what? What if we all just sit around and have a cry instead? Because that's what you needed. You needed a couple bottles of wine and a fucking cry. That's what you didn't need to go into a cave and all get murdered except for two of you.
Well, I mean, the one with the most problems is Skeppin.
Yeah, poor bitch.
Mm-hmm.
As if she didn't have enough fucking PTSD to begin with.
Which is interesting considering the fact that she's lost her whole family. The drive that she had to live was a touch overwhelming comparatively.
Well, maybe that's why.
Maybe that's it, but everyone else is just kind of like, wah, wah.
Yeah, nobody really, well, the one chick tried hard, but then got left. Well, look, okay, Kaylee, if you accidentally kill one of our friends and I see it happen, I already forgive you.
Thank you.
And I'm getting you out of that cave hole.
Who would I kill, though?
Literally anybody.
Excellent.
Anybody. I don't care. If it's an accident and I see it, I'm like, oh, shit, you were, like, terrified and you swung around and smashed somebody with an axe.
Wait, like, if I'm killing a demon shit fucking thing from beyond the grave / down deep in a cave, and I turn around and you're tipping me on the shoulder and I think you're a fuck whatever,
yeah,
be glad you're not dead if I don't kill you.
Because you're getting an axe in the face.
Because why would you not sneak? Like, why would you sneak up on a person who's in the middle of, like, a battle for life and death?
I'd be like, Kaylee, I'm behind you! Kaylee, oh my god, are you okay? I'd be screeching in your face. I wouldn't just be like, tip, tip, tip.
I'm behind you. Boom.
Axe in my face. And if I was like that, I wouldn't be surprised.
You'd be like, you know what? I deserve this. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
So just so you know, one, I'm never going to sneak up on you. Two, if I ever see you accidentally kill one of my friends, it's cool. I'm not going to kill you.
That's good, because it might happen.
I'm not going to put a fucking axe in your leg.
Oh, good. I would still walk. I'd be like, fuck you.
Well, apparently she lives.
Japan's where it is, yeah. And the second one, she comes back. Ooh,
bitch should have killed her, is what I'm hearing.
Although, I'm not sure if it's the girl who actually goes back to the cave. Although I think it is. I think it's, like, been a couple years and she goes back, or if it's a new crew of people who go back.
Why would you ever go back to that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I would leave and I would move to, like, the most populated city in the world.
Well, especially because you know it's not because anyone was bad at spelunking, right? It's because there was creepy demon things in the earth. Like, it's not just like, we're really bad at cave diving and we died.
No,
it's like, there's something that's trying to kill you.
Y'all motherfuckers were attacked. I would literally move to the most populated place I could find. I'd be like in the middle of Hong Kong. I'd be like, hello, this is where I live now. Oh, and sure. Then I'd learn Mandarin.
I mean, you just stay in Winnipeg.
This is not very populated comparatively.
I know, but we're not also incredibly cave driven.
That's true. I don't know of any caves.
At all.
I know of Narcisse, where all the snakes go to fuck.
But that's not a really deep hole.
It's just a snake-sized hole.
It's a moderately deep hole.
Yeah. I kind of do want to go to Narcisse, though. But nobody wants to take me because nobody likes snakes.
I would go with you.
Oh, let's go to Narcisse.
Narcissist.
Narcissist? Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it.
We're just like Narcisse. It's like, I'm pretty sure it's pronounced like Narcissus.
Is it? Or like Narcisse. I thought it was pronounced Narcisse.
Depends who says it.
Okay, well, the person from the East Coast calls it Narcisse.
Yeah, I think it's like Narcissus.
Maybe. No, that's a whole other word.
Narcissus. I know, but it's different because you're speaking a snack.
But I get it because it all comes from the same root word. Mm-hmm. I am eating fries and grilled cheese and so is Kaylee.
I would go, but I fucking hate snakes.
You just said you would go with me.
I know, I would go because I'm interested in it. My mom specifically hates snakes, and I enjoy snakes because they terrify
me. You just said you hate snakes.
Yeah. Because they eat frogs.
Oh, like, most things eat frogs when they can.
I know.
Pretty sure there are spiders that eat frogs.
Exactly. I don't like spiders.
I like spiders.
Because they eat frogs.
Well, only the really big ones eat the tiny frogs.
I feel like a giant ball of fucking snakes would be just be like weird as fuck, and
I feel like it'd be really loud,
terrifying, and but interesting. And I mean, if you want to see anything in Manitoba, Spirit Sands, like that's where you need to go. That's cool as shit. It's Manitoba's desert,
isn't it? Like a kilometer by a kilometer. That's a half a mile by half a mile.
No, it's pretty big. It's out by like Minnedosa, Brandon area. And it's
sounds like a place I don't
genuinely
know.
Genuinely, it's a desert with a spruce forest and like a giant waterfall, devil's pit.
But isn't it literally like very tiny?
I don't know how big it is, but I thought it was quite large for Manitoba.
Well, yeah, but like, what is it?
Bigger than Winnipeg.
All I know is I fucking love these fries, and I've already drank too much vodka for life.
Which is why we're doing another movie.
Yeah.
But what are we rating?
Oh, yeah. What are we rating The Descent?
Ooh. 3 demonized pit monsters out of 7 cheerleaders.
You think? I was thinking probably like 4 axe stab wounds in a pit from hell. Out of 6 creepy pit from hell demons. I'm eating grilled cheese now.
I think you're behind it. It's like, it's a great movie. Like, if you're alone watching in the dark, you're gonna be fucking scared. Mm-hmm. Like, there's shit that pops out of nowhere. You're done. Like, it's creepy AF.
It's definitely an interesting premise. Like,
yeah, hasn't really been done.
Yeah.
Until this. And caving is a big thing. Like, spelunking, cave diving, it's kind of a big deal.
Well, like, I feel like you could do... There have been movies done about, like, people going into caves or whatever and getting stuck there and dying and shit. Whatever that movie is about, however many hours.
He lives.
Well, he probably shouldn't have.
He cuts off his arm and he cruises through.
Yeah, but, like, he probably shouldn't have. But then again, Dr. Lawrence Gordon cut off his foot and lived, so maybe it's possible. How do we know?
We do know. Like, we firmly know.
Anyways, I do feel like it was a unique look at things.
Mm-hmm. New. Like, not a lot of cave shit, not a lot of living, not a lot of, like, weird cave beings, I would say, before this point in time.
And we're looking at it 12 years later, too, right? And there still hasn't really been, I don't think there's been, like, a big horror movie that sort of approached this style film. Like, they did a really good job of showing the cave.
And it's The Descent, too. I swear to God, there's another movie where they are mostly swimming. Maybe this is set too off. Do some research. But where they're mostly swimming deeper and deeper in order to get out. Which,
well, there's definitely The Descent, too. That's the thing.
Really creeps me. I know. There's The Descent, too, and I'm not sure whether or not the things that are in my head are part of The Descent, too, or they're part of another movie along a similar line.
Look, we've watched a lot of horror movies over the year. Just the year alone. The
1 year.
And we've been drunk a lot over the past many years. So it's not always easy to say what came from what movie.
That's true. And a lot of things are somewhat similar in style / everything.
Yeah, well, horror draws from horror often.
Exactly. So... Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, is the person in the film sexy? I'll watch it.
That's like my choice of literally any film.
Mm-hmm.
We should do Silence of the Lambs.
Ooh.
I mean that. That'd be a good one.
I feel like I've only ever watched parts of it.
Oh my God, you need to watch the whole thing. It's amazing.
Which is crazy because I feel like I know the most poignant parts, but I don't know necessarily the whole thing.
I feel like you need to watch it as a whole to really understand it. I read about that movie.
Anthony Hopkins is in is great.
He's so good.
Have you seen Zorro?
I have, I'm pretty sure.
And have you seen Westworld? That's awesome.
Have you ever watched any of the more recent TV show Hannibal?
I watched part of the first season.
Okay, the guy who plays Hannibal in that. Oh, I can't remember his name. He's fucking Lawrence amazing,
Fishburne?
Though.
No.
No.
Oh, the white guy. He's German.
All I know is I need another drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because my drink is just a puddle of, like, strawberries that have been drained of strawberry-ness.
After we finish this, though, because we just need to do an outro, we need to review this a little harder.
That's what we're doing. Okay, we're reviewing this movie.
I love it.
I hate everybody in this movie.
We love it, but we hate it.
I hate everybody in this movie. I think they're all dumb as fuck. They were all just like, sure, let's go into this cave I've never heard of.
I think most of them were tricked. Because the one girl was like, you know where we're going, right? And she's like, oh, I forgot my cave book. P.S. No one's ever been here before.
Yeah. If your shitty fucking friend forgot her cave book.
And then kills most of you and is the one person that almost lives.
Yeah. Just say, you know what?
Kill her.
I'm not gonna go into this cave without a cave book. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna go if I don't know where the fuck we are. Mm-hmm. Just don't do it. Just don't go into caves. Fuck it.
Step one, don't
fuck
cave.
Fuck it, just don't. You know what? Somebody else will. They'll take pictures. It's 2017, man. You can get really good pictures. You don't have to go in there.
Yeah, like, once you know someone's been in there, then you can go for, like, 2 minutes.
But, like, just, like I said at the very beginning, when they first drop down into the hole and it's like a cool waterfall and there's natural light and shit.
Yeah,
that's nice. Drop down in there, climb the fuck back out, go on about your life. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go further than that. Mm-hmm. You don't. No. That was beautiful. It was lovely. You didn't need to explore more. You didn't. It was good. Go back to your fucking whitewater rafting and try not to drown.
No. And or drive home from drowning.
Yeah, and or drive home from drowning. But
why were they on the wrong side of the road? Where were they whitewater rafting? Yeah, so
where
many questions.
Were they?
Must have still been in Europe. Because some of them have accents.
Some of them have questionable accents. The whole story is supposed to take place in the Appalachians, which is on the east coast of North America.
Except, I would assume the beginning whitewater rafting portion?
Maybe the beginning was supposed to be in Europe somewhere, and later they're in Canada?
Assuredly on the wrong side of the road. I would say they were in east.
They were in, like, US. New England somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna drink some of this vodka drink, and it's gonna be deadly.
I just finished my grilled cheese. That was deadly.
Everything about this vodka tastes like drinking acetone.
I worked out for an hour today. Has it done anything?
No. I need to work out for an hour today because, let's check this. You ready? Mm-hmm. You ready? There's going to be one dot of light.
Oh, no. There's two.
Yeah, I need to run for the rest of my life. No.
All day.
I need to go home after this and run for it. Fucking hour.
Which is obscene because by the time you leave here, it'll be like 10 o'clock.
But I don't have to get up tomorrow.
I do. I do about 5:30.
Yeah, but you've already worked out, so you're fine. I can go home and drunkenly run around my apartment.
Ugh, try to stop spilling shit on my body.
Stop spilling. Just drink your drink.
What's my mouth? I don't know. That's my shirt.
That's the hole near your face. Just pour your drink towards that instead of your legs.
Agreed. But so, anyway, how long have we been doing this for?
I don't even know. I don't know how long the movie was.
7 years, probably.
Probably. Look, all I know about this movie is it fucking scared the shit out of me when I was 15, when I watched it for the first time. But also, I feel like it's good. Like,
I feel like it's good. No, it is good.
I feel like it's good.
It is good. It's terrifying. No,
it is quite scary. It's a pretty unique premise, which I like.
It's, yeah, I'd say it's really good because the possibility.
Well, like, I mean, the possibility is non-existent for me because I'm never going into
but
cave.
If you're someone who is active cave-divering person.
Yeah, if you're one of those people who likes to, like, explore shit like that, like, stop, because you're going to get eaten by a weird cave-dwelling creature person thing. And you don't want that. That doesn't sound fun. But, like, yeah, I guess what I liked about it was that it felt real enough. And I think it's because they do spend a decent amount of time on, like, the cave exploration and it being kind of scary. Because they're going into these, like, at the beginning when the chick gets caught.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's the worst that can happen.
Oh, that's terrifying, right? That's real, and I think they did a good job of, like, building up the realness of this cave exploration and the idea that, like, the idea that you're exploring a cave that nobody's ever been in before, as far as you know, there's no maps for it, there's nothing, you're just going in blind.
Which has merit, because that's
something
people
do.
Something exploratory, but it's also like,
you don't fucking not tell anybody where you are.
Oh, exactly. Like, even people who go up on Mount Everest, they're like, I'm climbing Mount Everest. If I don't make it, I'm dead on Mount Everest. And people are like, okay, you're on Mount Everest. That's where we'll find your body. They're like, yep.
Except people, like, don't take bodies off Mount Everest.
No, but at least you know where it is.
Yeah, at least you know where they are. At least you're like, that's cool. That's my goal, by the way. When I'm, like, 80 and ready to call it quits, I'm going to climb up as far up as I can get, just sit down and die.
My goal is just to do a marathon. I'd like to run a marathon.
No, thank you.
Which is just achievable within my lifetime.
I could probably
walk
one.
I need to start training
one.
With Cam. Or Jolene.
They're hardcore, though. Mm-hmm. I could probably walk one.
I can run in place, but I need to work on my distance.
Going forwards and pacing yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no pacing. If they can pace me, I could probably do it.
I ran for a full hour yesterday. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a month since I moved out.
I was going. I
did
like
it like twice since I moved out.
I was pretty proud of myself.
It needs to be warm again. I'd love to run in the city.
I can't wait for it to be warm.
That's what I want. I'm really bad at pacing, so it probably would work out just fine.
You get there real fast and then die.
Yeah. I have no ability to determine how my body should move when it's forward.
Well, if we go to the gym that has a track, we can learn how to pace.
That's what I mean. In the summer, we can just run with Cam and Jolene.
No, because they're too fast.
No, they can start a pace, and we can pace behind them.
Like, they'll go, and we'll try to be with them, and then they'll leave us in the dust, and then I'll die.
Slow down for what we need.
I don't think Cam's slowing down for us.
Or he could, like, pace us, and then, like, go ahead, and we'd, like, have a pace, and he could have a pace.
Cam's like, keep up or die. Keep up and die?
Both, yeah, both.
Whatever.
Jillian would be good.
But Joe's going to Africa. Look, we're here to review horror movies and be drunk, not run. I don't want to run anywhere. Here's where I want to run.
We're not talking about fitness, we're talking about horror.
I want to run on the fucking treadmill in my apartment and watch horror movies all
day. I
want to
run away from creepy creepies.
That's why I got you the cat ear stabby stab knuckle.
Exactly, that's why we're learning to fit. So we can run away from the fuckery.
I was going to teach you self-defense once.
One day.
What do you do if someone grabs your hair?
Die.
Let me show you. Push on my knuckles. So that's not it. That's...
I'm just trying to hold your hand.
And then we fell in love, and that's how you meet your future husband, is they attack you in the street.
Could you imagine if someone were to, like, grab my hand so many times, and be like...
And you were like, oh, hello. Hi. That was really nice of you. Do you want to have my babies? Yeah? Cool. I'm into it.
Cute though.
That's how crazy bitches marry serial killers.
Oh, for sure. 1000%.
What are you, like, you gonna fucking look up Charles Manson next? Like, what are you, what's your deal there?
Let it die.
Like, just kidding. Kidding. Never tell me what you I liked the movie. I thought it was nice and scary. It brought me back to over a decade ago, which just makes me feel old. Yeah, I would watch that again someday.
It is good. It's creepy. It's weird. You don't know what's going to happen. It's new. It's fresh. It's exciting. It's caving, which nobody loves. And it's
nobody except the people that do. And the people that do are crazy.
And then it's like, how do you get in the cave? Why you live?
Why?
Why? Why? Die?
Why did you do that?
Why you live? Dibble-dibble-dibble-dibble-dibble.
In general, I would recommend this film to a friend.
As the synopsis said, yeah. It's one to watch.
Yeah. It's unique. End. It's creepy. It's fucked. There's got a lot of shitty girl-on-girl stabbing.
Yeah. Shitty.
Not a sexy
shitty sound. Girl behavior. Just why are you being so shitty to your friends?
Why don't you bitches communicate? Isn't that the whole stereotype about being girls? They talk a lot?
Or
these
too
bitches
much?
Didn't talk at all.
Oh, we're in a cave together? I'm coming up behind you. Don't stab me. Just kidding. You already did.
They were like, let's go stay. Where the fuck were they staying? I thought they were staying in, like, somebody's cabin.
And, like, must have been two cabins, because the one girl came and was like, wake up, bitches, and after
yeah,
she was
but
running.
Like, I thought they were, like, staying in somebody's cabin.
Oh, and so, yeah, and in, like, a rental cabin, for sure.
Was it a rental cabin?
Oh, for sure. It wasn't one of theirs, because apparently they all had accents.
Yeah, I got the impression that it was one of their cabins, and they just happened to find this fucking cave nearby.
No,
like,
this was like
this is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
They were exploring a cave system near where they were, and they were supposed to be, but the one girl thought, let's be brave. Let's be real. Let's
yeah.
be cool and find something new to explore.
Yeah, they
without
were supposed
telling
to, yeah.
anyone.
They were supposed to go into one cave system and were like, let's go in this with someone.
Just the one, without telling anyone.
Oh my god.
And that's why.
Oh my god, I just put this strawberry in my mouth and it was just like, this
delicious.
Strawberry is just made of vodka now.
Delicious. That's my favorite kind of fruit. If anyone brings me vodka fruit, I'll love them forever.
Oh my god.
I love them forever.
If anyone brings me vodka fruit, I'll hate you. I'm gonna eat it though.
The sadness.
Nope, not a fan. Not a fan.
Not even for vodka. Not even for vodka.
No, thank you. I don't actually like vodka. I just drink a shit ton of
it. Oh, no.
It's the lowest calorie.
It's on par with the thing that we buy. Liquid.
It's the thing you always want to buy, so it's the thing that we buy because you can mix it with anything. You can't really mix whiskey with anything. Because
vodka just mellows to whatever it's with.
No, it doesn't, though. It's supposed to. That's the idea behind vodka, but you just drink whatever you're drinking, and you're like, wow, this tastes like vodka with a hint of orange.
Blah, and vodka. Moderately does whatever it moderately should. We're gonna let
this cup. Ready? And...
Drag it.
Regret. Dismay. Unfortunateness.
Should we do some type of outro?
I think we could do an outro. Y'all ready for this?
Okay, guys, that was the descent.
And it helps that we're recording this time. Do our outro.
And yes, it always helps when we're recording.
It certainly helps when we're recording. As you'll know, there have been a few missed episodes.
A few casual missteps.
And we almost missed the outro
technology. Thanks, drunking.
The thing is, when you try to do the recording and stuff and you don't have a person to see, when you get what you want, but not what you need. This one's for Kenzie.
Right. We're going to schedule that out. Love you, Kenzie.
Stuck in reverse. Everything about this is beautiful. Those were my ankles.
We're old as fuck. Get that
sound was my ankle. We are
cracking
something. Our body is crack-a-lacking. That phrase should tell you how old we are.
Exactly. Post below if you know our ages.
Take a wild guess. It's ancient.
Throw it up on Insta and we'll say yay or nay.
We love you, Instagram followers. Blow it up.
Thank you.
There's Hello Creep. We love those guys. You should listen to their podcast. They're on iTunes.
They're from New Jersey.
They're from the NJ.
Which Snooki.
I learned meant New Jersey. We're pretty sure they're real tight with Snooki.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking funny. We love those guys. And we're making friends. Everywhere we go. Podcast friends. Shout out.
We're excited. This is my excited voice. Yay!
My excited voice is just, yeah. What up?
About time.
Remember that time we were trying to like figure out nowadays slang? And I don't get it.
Yo, liggity lolo.
I think yiggity? You dated
combined
yourself?
Combine it with several things.
No, there's
the one podcast. Look at this liggity. Come before you.
Oh man. What do people say? I don't actually know what people say now. On fleek was a thing for a while, but I don't think that's the thing.
You gotta get lit.
Okay, what does that mean?
Like, you're getting lit.
Does that mean, what are you lighting?
It could maybe be you're getting high, or I actually think of it as from Suits with Louis Litt. It's the one, like, prosecutor lawyer, so he's like, let's get lit.
Just get badass. Yeah. I get it. All right, cool. Louis Litt, I get you.
We feel that. Suits. Hashtag Spons. Hashtag Suits. Hashtag Patrick J. Adams love me. Hashtag you're married to Troy and Belzero from Pretty Little Liars. I love you both.
That is
both of me.
Far too big of a hashtag.
Those two guys,
Suits and Baby Suits, they're so fucking hot. Remember that time your dad saw Baby Suits and was like, I saw Suits getting pizza? And you were like, sure, Dad. And then he looked up.
Then I looked online and he was like, no, but they were in Stonewall.
And he was actually in fucking Stonewall filming something. And you were like, Holy shit. Because you're like, your dad comes home, he's like, I saw that guy from
Suits. But no, it wasn't even the guy from Suits. He was like, they were filming something in Stonewall, and then my friend Brittany was like, OMFG, Patrick Adams is in Stonewall filming something, and I was like,
why would you ever go to Stonewall, though?
For pizza. They have Pizza Hotline.
Yeah, so does everywhere else here.
Warren doesn't.
Well, the city does.
Stonewall's the closest Pizza Hotline bling to my house.
Except that you don't live there anymore. You live here in the city.
But at the time, like, I was like, I need to go to Stonewall just to see him, but I never did because I'm lazy.
Okay, look. You come to Canada. You're like, where can we film? Oh, how about this fucking place? Stonewall, Manitoba.
Manitoban tax write-offs for film credits are unbelievable. You wouldn't believe the amount of money that they get back for filming in Manitoba.
But wouldn't you pick somewhere more interesting than Stonewall?
No, they will have old architecture.
So does anywhere not there.
Anywhere in Manitoba, though. But the credits you get
bring for your filming here.
In Winnipeg/Manitoba.
Bring it up, man. That's why we're on.
Inconceivable.
That was close.
The amount of money that you will get back as a film crew, blah, blah, blah.
Bring it up, man. That's why Manitoba's, like, on the forefront. Because, exactly. Like, Toronto's getting more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
BC is getting really expensive because they're like, everybody wants to film here.
We can break up our prices. Obscene.
Yeah. Winnipeg's like, bring me all your filming and we'll pay you.
Because we need the revenue.
We need everything we can get.
Anyone who brings anything to anywhere would just want to pay.
Whatever you Thank got, you. Bring it on up, because the city needs it, man. About the descent.
We love it. Bring it to Winnipeg. There's got to be at least one pothole you can fly down into.
You could definitely pick a pothole and just go down inside of it and see something down there that wants to kill you. I am certain.
You'd never come back.
Our road
system
management.
Wow.
Questionable, to say the least.
Wow.
There's something good about Winnipeg.
What? That we have roads?
We have roads? There are places that don't have roads. We have roads.
We are roads.
What else is good? We have other good
food,
things.
Our food's happening.
We do have legit, we're like a food fucking mecca. We're like all sorts of food.
Okay, also the culture. We're really bringing it deep back into our downtown, into our exchange.
Getting all we up are in there.
Living for the arts and what everything that has to offer. Yeah.
Well, we're trying. Yeah. And that counts.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving it our all.
We have a few really hot companies that are kind of hitting worldwide success.
Ooh. Like who? What? Where? When?
Cole and
how?
Canary Candles. They were in a Grammy bag a couple years ago. Like, really pumping cool. it out.
Clearly, I don't know anything.
Leonard Taylor, a fashion designer, they did Jill's outfit for Kieran's wedding. They're getting a lot of publicity now.
That's really nice. For his
outfits and designs.
I know the Winnipeg music scene's a little bit blown up. Like,
Kyle Barteski, she's like all the art on my walls.
She's like
super hip with her calligraphy script.
I see that from looking at your wall. It's beautiful. Here's what I need. I need another drink.
A child.
Nope. Nope. I need another drink and another horror movie.
Yes.
So.
Thanks for watching.
You can find us at shutter-bugs.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at
Shutterbugs.
You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podcast Addict. Please rate, review, and follow us. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, all you comments, questions, concerns.
You can email us at shutterbugs.podcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to let us know. If you have suggestions for horror movies that we could do, anything, let us know.
We're always looking.
Hit us up. Send us everything you want us to see.
Everything.
Please don't send us your penis. Everything, or everything
if
else,
you
though.
Do, specifically address it just to Kaylee.
Yeah, just to Kaylee. She likes that. I'm good. So feel free. That was The Descent, 2005.
by Shutterbugs, which are us.
That's us.
I'm Kaylee. What was my name?
You were Kaylee fucking hammered. And I'm Sam fucking hammered.
Savagely drinking
Sam here.
Kaylee something likes her life.
Kaylee steeped in vodka.
Ooh, I like that. Kaylee steeped. She's steeped.
And we are
the Shutterbugs. Thanks for listening.
Bye.